India's Supreme Court has ruled that Hindu activists may not hold a prayer ceremony at a disputed site in the town of Ayodhya. The three-member panel rejected an appeal by the Hindu nationalist government that the ceremony, slated for tomorrow, be allowed. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The tiny plot of land at the center of the Ayodhya dispute has been the cause of much bloodletting over the years, including, indirectly, the recent violence in the western Indian state of Gujarat. That began when a train carrying Hindu pilgrims returning from Ayodhya was set on fire, killing nearly 60 people, and unleashing a wave of revenge attacks which left more than 700 people, mostly Muslims, dead. A previous round of Ayodhya-related violence was even more horrific. In 1992, a Hindu mob tore down a 16th-century mosque in Ayodhya. More than 2,000 people were killed in the religious violence that swept the country following the mosque's demolition. Hindu hardliners believe the mosque was built on the site of a Hindu temple that marked the birthplace of the Hindu god Ram. They have vowed to rebuild the temple, and tomorrow's ceremony was to have been the first symbolic step toward that goal. But with religious tension running high in the wake of the violence in Gujarat, India's Supreme Court yesterday ruled that no religious ceremonies of any kind would be allowed until a number of court cases surrounding the disputed site are settled. Leaders of the Muslim community expressed their satisfaction with the court's verdict, but worried about whether the militant Vishwa Hindu Parishad, or VHP, would abide by the court's decision. Yusuf Muchala is with the All India Muslim Personal Law Board.
We are definitely concerned about the reaction of the VHP because they have time and again announced their intentions not to abide by the court's verdict. But in a democratic polity, rule of law must prevail and the judgment of the apex court must be respected.
Muslim leaders also expressed their disappointment with the BJP-led government for arguing that the court allowed the ceremony. The government's stand is widely viewed here as an attempt by the Hindu nationalist BJP to appease their ideological allies in the Vishwa Hindu Parishad. The Muslims' disappointment was shared by some secular members of the BJP-led coalition government opposed to any action that might inflame communal tension. Some coalition members complained they'd not been informed of the BJP's decision to argue in favor of the ceremony and hinted they might consider withdrawing their support for the government. The Telugu Desam Party's Yaran Naidu.
That is the duty of the popular government to protect the law and order, so not to make any untoward incidents in that place. The government should take all the precautionary methods to safeguard the land.
A BJP spokesman said after the verdict that the government would enforce the Supreme Court's order. Even before the Supreme Court ruling, thousands of police and paramilitary forces had been deployed in and around Ayodhya to prevent Hindu activists from gathering there. Only residents and those with special permits are being allowed in. Last night, the Vishwa Hindu Parishad's General Secretary, Praveen Togadia, expressed his unhappiness with the court's decision. Togadia called the ruling an unfortunate development, one he said that it deprived Hindus the right to pray. Togadia said the VHP would now take the issue to the masses, as he put it, to build opinion nationwide for construction of a temple at the disputed site. There is no word yet on whether the VHP and other Hindu hardliners will attempt to go ahead with the ceremony tomorrow, despite the court ruling. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.